And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There was some excellent environmental news this week when the Cooper administration issued a long-overdue directive to Duke Energy to excavate the last of its dangerous coal ash pits. Over the decades, Duke has accumulated millions of tons of coal ash, much of it sitting in leaking, unlined landfills near the electric power plants where it was produced. The ash is dangerous, both because of the massive spills that can occur and because the water that leaches out of it is often chock full of toxic chemicals. Southern Environmental Law Center attorney Frank Holloman called the decision one of the most important statements in our state's history. It's refreshing, he said, that we have a governor putting the public interest in clean water first, even in the face of a very powerful corporation. This week's decision isn't the end of the discussion, of course. It will take years to move the ash to dry-lined landfills, and you can bet Duke will try to stick ratepayers with the bill. But for now, the decision is a great first step. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.